Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we are going to revise Avyak Murli. Today's English Murli. Date is 13/4/1982. Title of Murli is The Definition of Renunciate and a Great Renunciate. Tyagi or Mahatyagi. So today Babdada is looking all his Brahmin children who have become complete renunciate. And Baba is saying there are three types of children. Who are they? One is a renunciate, one is a great renunciate, and one is a complete renunciate. So, renunciate, Tyagi, Mahatyagi, and Sarvansha Tyagi. So, Baba is saying these children are number wise. So, first he discussed about the renunciates. Who are the renunciates? So, these are those children who have renounced old relationships and old connections of the world through their knowledge and yoga. And they know that they have got temporary benefits out of this. And they have realized that there are permanent benefits from Brahmin life. So they have grasped this point that Brahmin life is going to give them permanent benefits. And that life is going to give them temporary benefits. So they want to remain into Brahmin life. So Baba is saying that they, realizing this fact, they have started practicing knowledge and yoga. And they have claimed the right to be called Brahma Kumar and Kumaris. But what is happening with them? That they are battling with their old sanskars. At one moment they are Brahmins and other moment they are battling with their old sanskars. So they are in constant battling phase. And they are not able to achieve that complete transformation. So these are the renunciates, Baba says. And they only simply think that to become a renunciate is a great fortune. But they don't have the courage to put into practice. And so here, if we go and see into core of it, what these renunciates are. Like for example, when we come in Brahmin life, we see all the benefits of Brahmin life. So these are the people, these are the children who see that there are permanent benefits of Brahmin life. And so they want to remain into this Brahmin life. They have this determination to remain into Brahmin life. And they don't want to go back. For example, if some Sevadari comes to Madhuban, after staying in Madhuban for some time, he realizes that yes, Madhuban is a very a place, tapasya place, and you know, so many benefits are there. So he doesn't want to go back into the old life. So somewhere the renunciate would be some this kind of children who have realized this, but they don't have the courage to put into practice. So these are the one. They want to be VK, but there are something which is bubbling inside them which doesn't allow them to do that. So there may be some desires which are still left inside and that is not allowing them to follow this, to become a complete renunciate. For example, if somebody has become a Brahma Kumari or Brahma Kumar and given up the worldly relationships, but what happens is they are pulled by Maya. They are pulled by those attractions. For example, if somebody is very fond of wearing good new shoes every day, you know, because that old sanskar. Sorry.
How everyday?
Everyday means everyday new shoes means everyday different kind of shoes. There are some people who wear only one pair of shoes every day. There are some people who have 10 pair of shoes. So that's the thing. So Baba has told in Sakar Murli that you should always have only one pair of shoes and till it gets torn you should use only one pair of shoes. Now these are the children who have read the Murli and they know that this is the Srimad, but they still will have so many pairs of shoes because they are because that old sanskar is there inside and they want to wear. So, yeah. Second thing would be clothes. After coming into Brahmin life, they've started wearing white clothes. But in white clothes also, they will search for fashion, right? They will give reasons that, we work outside, so we have to wear white clothes. We have to be, in that fashion. Though they have taken the oath that they will wear white, but they somewhere fall in that trap and they start searching fashion in white clothes also. So this is, and actually these are desires which are there inside. Though they have become renunciates, but these are some things which are left inside. So it's a very good thing that at least they are wearing white. At least when you wear white every day, people know from where you are coming, which institute you belong to. That day there was a group of Patanjali who came. If you saw those sisters, they were wearing those orange clothes, and brothers were also dressed in their clothes, a uniform. So that also shows that they are belonging to some institute. So here also they have that core inside, but somewhere things are lacking. So these are some of the physical things. And if we go to the subtle form of it, so they want to keep fast from waste thoughts, waste thinking, gossiping. But somewhere if somebody comes and talks about somebody that, you know, this happened, you know, this is happening in this department, this is happening with that sister. So this person though wants to actually keep quiet, but gives up and will ask, "Acha, what next?" So then the gossip goes on and then the talk goes on. So it would be, some picture would be like this of a renunciate. Then Baba says that because of their sanskars of carelessness which keeps repeatedly emerging, they cannot move forward. So carelessness, albelapan. So carelessness, like, you know, if they decide that they want to decrease their sleep and do 4 hours yoga or 8 hours of yoga every day, they have that determination inside, but somewhere this sanskar of carelessness does not allow them to do it, and they would fall for it. So this would be somewhere carelessness would be coming. So Baba says, what are the two obstacles which does not allow them to move forward in life? So Baba has given two reasons. One is that they are not able to maintain that constant courage, and they don't have the power to face the obstacles. And the second thing is that they are careless, and hence they cannot move forward. Though they are studying all the four subjects, the study, remembrance, virtues, and doing service also. But these are the people who love comfort and who will do with their own pace. Like, for example, they have decided that they will read Murali every day. But somewhere they will postpone it till the evening. When the day is getting over, they will read Murali. So they are going at their own pace and reading Murali like that. Suppose if they want to do service, but they will have some comfort. See, they are renunciates. So they, suppose if they want to go for some work somewhere, they will ask for the car. They won't ask for a AC car, but they will ask that proper and good car should be given. Then only I will go. So somewhere these things will be there in them. So loving comfort and then going at their own pace, and they lack the power to face the obstacles. Like, after coming into Brahmin life, we change lot of things. Like, we don't eat outside food. Now when you have decided you will not eat outside food, so now these people have decided staying into Laukik family, but then they have the power, they don't have the power to face the music, what the world is going to show towards them, that you don't eat outside food, why you don't eat outside food. So all those things to face them. I remember when a few years back when my brother's marriage was there, and I had decided obviously I will not eat anything outside. And then there was a reception, and in the night everybody sat for the dinner. And I had got my dinner from home, and I had got the tiffin. So everybody was sitting on the dining table, and then I removed my tiffin outside. And all my cousins started commenting on it. Okay, what is this? What is she doing? And so many things. Almost, you know, I had tears in my eyes that what they are telling. But then I had to face that. If I don't face it, then they take me for granted, and I had to eat everything. And there was non-veg and veg, everything was there. So after becoming Brahma Kumar Kumari, that power to face the obstacles should be there in our life. Suppose if we say that we are going to wear white clothes every day, so people are going to tell, no, that what is this? And some people get scared also. One of my teacher, when I go to Mumbai, he says, "Looking at your white clothes, I get scared." He told me like that once. So let them feel scared. At least they know that whom we belong to and where we come from. At least that gives the introduction of the institution. So their power to face. So Baba says that these renunciates, they lack the form of Shakti. Shakti is the one who has the weapons to overcome the obstacles and have complete transformation. So they lack that. So they are unable to stabilize in the form of Master Almighty Authority. So this is the, these are the children who are renunciates. Now, who are great renunciates? Mahatyagi. So they are better than the Tyagis, but they still lack something. So let's listen. Great renunciates are the one who have constantly that courage and enthusiasm and to transform their old relationships and thoughts and sanskar. And these are the one who remain constantly detached from old relationships and sanskar. And for them, old relations and the old world is dead for them. And they are not battling. And they are constant in a stage of loving and doing service and being cooperative. So what remains if they're not battling, if they're loving, cooperative and becoming a great server? But what happens, what fortune they get out of being a Mahatyagi or a great renunciate is that they become Mahajnani, Mahayogi and elevated servers. But sometimes they use the right to this fortune with a wrong type of intoxication. So what happens in this case, there is a consciousness of I and mind which is coming here, that I am a knowledgeable soul, I am a jnani soul, I am a yogi soul. They have achieved that stage, but somewhere this I and my comes. So Baba has told that they have broken the iron chains and they have become golden aged from iron aged. But they are tied to these golden chains and that does not allow them to become complete renunciates. So and because of this, they are not free from the bondages. So now Baba says there are three types of household, pravritti. So he says household of worldly relations and business, the household connected with your body and the household of service. So here Baba has told about renunciates. They have gone beyond the household, worldly household, but they are busy with their body, busy with the household of their bodies, looking after themselves, taking care of themselves. This is the nature of body consciousness. They say that they know they don't have to do it, but they still are compelled to do it. Such is their nature. So, like coming into Brahmin life, working in OPDs, we see many times people are so health conscious. Every 3 months or something, they will want to do their own health checkup. They know that that should not be done, but still they are so health conscious. They are taking care of their body so much that compels them to come and do blood test again and again. So such are the people. They are renunciates. See, they have renounced the old world, but still they are busy with this world, this body, and that's why taking care so much. Or if you see another part of this statement would be to trying to decorate yourself too much. And then giving reasons that we work in outside world, we work in outside institution and we go out, we are doing business, so we have to remain with the worldly people, so we have to stay like that. And so many reasons they will give. But actually, being a Brahma Kumar and Kumari, you have to understand that this all is prohibited. And one has to understand that beauty lies in simplicity and not in all these things. So these are the ones who are renunciates. And because of this, they are unable to become embodiment of power. So then Baba says about great renunciates. Great renunciates are the one who has gone beyond this worldly household and body, household of body and body consciousness. But these are the people who are trapped in seva, who are trapped in service, in the household of service. Day and night they are doing service, day and night they are absorbed in service. So they have gone beyond body consciousness, and Baba has described these souls, how they will be, through the fortune of both types of renunciation, they have become jnani and yogi, and they have attained powers and virtues, and they have become very famous in Brahmin family, and they are the ones who are the VIP, they are the VIP group of servers. and there are blessings of flowers, showers of flowers of praises on them, and people know them in the Brahmin family. But what happened? They have gone into the expansion of service. Instead of becoming great donors, they are accepting things. So here the I and my of golden chain comes, and they will say that I am not saying that I am a worthy teacher, but people ask for me. Students say that only I should do the service. I am very detached, but others make me loving towards them. So here they are trapped in service. These are the so these are the people who are behaving like this. So remaining detached from service. They are not detached from service. They are trapped in service. So here Baba has told that when you are doing service, who are who are they looking at? They are looking at Father or they are looking at you? And Baba is asking them that they like your knowledge, they like your service. Then where the Father has gone? You have made Father the residence of Paramdham. So Baba has told them that renunciation of even the fortune, and they you should not be visible, but Father should be visible through your service. And Baba has told that don't make them lovers of great souls, but make them lovers of God. So here it is very important for speakers who are giving speeches in Yajna to understand that when we are giving speech, people should not get attracted to us that I am giving this knowledge. It is Baba's knowledge. And if somebody is becoming attached to me through my speeches, then I am doing a wrong seva. Because I am attached to my then what? No, if you are in soul conscious and if you are in that stage that you are not speaking your knowledge but you are speaking Baba's knowledge, then they will not get attracted to. See, our dadis, when they go out and when they give speeches, you think but they are not becoming fans like we speak. But they speak, see, the speakers of Brahma Kumaris, if I want to comment on them, then there are speakers who will speak their knowledge and different outside things. But if you see Dadi speaking, they will speak about Baba as if everybody in the public knows Baba. And so where their attention is taking, they are taking the attention towards God, towards Baba. And that is why there is a message which is given. And other speakers would speak about them, or they would speak about their knowledge or some phrases, and that's how they decorate their class and sharing their experiences that I did this, my anubhav is this, and that what happens, people get attracted to them. So somewhere, and other thing is, whenever we are giving speech, if we are in the remembrance of Baba, then the soul will be pulled towards him, and words which will come out of our mouth will be towards Baba, and all our speech should be Baba, Baba, Baba only. So that, entire thing, but yeah, speech is one part of it, but they are involved in service, no? So they are the VIP people who are doing service. So this is one of the service which VIPs do. So that is why. And it can be any other service also. It could be taking care of the guest. And when you are taking care of the guest, you are not actually speaking on the stage, but when you are taking care of the guest, inviting them, and then you only speak so sweetly and with so much honey-coatedness that they are attracted to you. Oh, that sister came to me. That sister spoke like that to me. So that brother or that sister will remember you. But if you give introduction of institution, or if you talk about Baba to them something, so they will remember that. So this is also one of the things. And busy in, now VIPs will not work in kitchen, so that is not maybe. Nature of work will also be important. See, they are showered with the flowers of praise. So who are showered with the flowers of praise? Not matas who are making roti. Nobody goes to them and tell them, okay, you made a beautiful and very good chapatis today. Nobody goes to them. People come to only the ones who are on the stage. They don't come to mothers, right? Accommodation is also one, when some senior is there or giving accommodation. Now if he is doing he's doing partiality in that service, giving to somebody, giving, not giving to somebody. That is also wrong. So he wants to gain praise and attention of those people. So that is why he's giving accommodation to them. He doesn't want to give accommodation to others. So there also there is a fault. Let's not comment too much on it, otherwise people will come to me. So Baba has told that don't make them lovers of great souls, but make them lovers of God. So this trace of this pure household still remains, and that's why they are not able to become complete renunciates. So Baba says, now what remains is complete renunciate, but that I will tell you some other time. Today he has not spoken about it. So then next he says that this is the final lesson of renunciation course. As we all know that I think this is the fifth renunciation of body, body consciousness, renunciation of the connections of the body, renunciations of these five senses. Then he spoke about laukik and alaukik, renunciation of the fortune. Bhagya. Huh? Renunciation of wasteful things. Sinful actions. And then three more. So that too he has described, no? Renunciation. Fortune. So he says that this is the final lesson of renunciation course, and the final lesson now remains. Baba will tell you that next time. And Baba says that in 1983, now there will be a great sacrificial fire. So you will sacrifice everything, no? Or you will only be busy in preparation of hall or preparing mics. So you will, obviously you have to serve others. Obviously you have to spread Baba's message through these mics. And then only there will be God's revelation, Father's revelation. And when there will be revelation, he says it will be both of Shiva and Shaktis, and Shaktis includes both males and females. And so Baba says that along with Father, the children will also be revealed. But when the curtain of revelation will open, the idols which are there should be complete at that time. It should not be that somebody is getting ready, somebody is sitting, some Shakti is holding the sword, some Shakti is holding the shield. So will you give such a photograph to the world? Will you grant such a picture to the world? So no. So if for that you have to prepare the program. So sacrifice these golden chains into the sacrificial fire, Baba said. So for this you have to practice it from now. So here the Murli ends, and there are some questions in the Murli. 8 questions are there. You just revise in that. First question was, what is the way to remain free from bondages of actions while performing those actions? So while performing those actions, Baba says that remain absorbed in the love and remembrance of Baba. See, here also karma. Any karma we are doing for these, when we discussed about the great renunciates, Mahatyagi. So when it is coming to service, any kind of actions, if we are doing in love and remembrance of Baba, so we are remaining away from the bondage of those actions, and our actions will be pure. So, and there will be no tiredness, Baba says. And you have to consider that it is a play, it is a game. And then second question is, with which spiritual lift can you reach your highest destination in a second? What is the highest destination? So Baba is told that thoughts are the spiritual lift with which you go up and with which you come down. And to remain stable in the incorporeal stage is the highest destination. What desire do all the... What questions? What desire do all the souls of the world at present have at present? What is the easy way to perform world benefit? So the special desire of everybody is that that this time is to stabilize the wandering intellect and for their minds to stop causing mischief. So for this you have to practice making your thoughts elevated and concentrated. So then Baba next question is asking, what is concentration and who can practice concentration? So concentration means constantly belonging to the Father, and pure thought, making waste thoughts into pure thoughts, and able to practice practicing being stable in a constant and stable stage. Then there are 2-3 questions related to obstacles. What is the main reason of being afraid of obstacles? So Baba says that you forget that Baba Dada has already told you and given you the knowledge that all in advance only that all these things are going to happen and come to test your love, and you need not be afraid of the obstacles. And there are so many murlis and points Baba has spoken on these obstacles, that they come to take your paper, they come when obstacles are coming, your class is going ahead, you are going in next class. When obstacles are coming, they are increasing your power. When obstacles are coming, they are testing you, whether you have that power. Whatever you have studied, whatever theory you have done, now it is the time to see whether you can put it into practice. So next question is, which questions are instrumental in finishing your love instead of finishing obstacles? So a lot of these questions like why? Why you constantly ask questions? Why does Maya come? Why do waste thought comes? Why my relatives are not cooperating, why the atmosphere influences me, why does the intellect wander, why do old sanskars still emerge? So these questions will finish your love. Then this is one of the very important questions. What is the way to become free from obstacles? What do you think? What is the way of becoming free from obstacles? Embodiment of knowledge. Leapfrogging. So here, do not think about the reason for the obstacles, but remember Bab Dada's elevated version. The more you move forward, the more Maya will come in different forms to test you. And these are the tests will make you move forward. And very important point he has spoken here is when obstacles come, think about the solution and you will become free from obstacles. So always our approach should be solution oriented. Whenever obstacles comes, we start thinking on the obstacles, and our entire energy is focused on obstacles. So if energy is going there, it is becoming more powerful, and that's why we are not able to win. But if we have a solution oriented, that yes, now this problem has come, now next should be what I can do to finish it. What I have to do next. This should be a solution oriented approach. And the last question is, what is the reason why questions arise about small obstacles? Why does the atmosphere influence you? The main reason for questions arising is that you have become knowledgeful, but you have not become embodiment of knowledge. And you forget that you are the ones who transform the atmosphere with your powerful attitude. So this was today's Murli, and today's slogan is also very nice. Purity is such a fire that it completely burns away anything bad. So purity is such a fire that it completely burns away anything bad. So I think if you connect this slogan to these renunciates, if purity is there, then everything finishes. And then you can be a complete renunciate. Om Shanti. Golden chains of. This is my thing. This is my seva. I will only do this seva. Suppose if I work if I'm working in a department and if I handle an emergency, I would say this is my seva. If the juniors don't call me in 5 minutes, I will shout at them. You should have called me in 5 minutes, no? There's a protocol that you have to call me. I'm giving examples. So that is like I am attached to my seva, that this is my seva. And suppose if I handle the emergency and if everything goes well, then I have that elevated feeling that I did it. And you know, if I wouldn't have been present in that situation, the case would have gone. So that is... No, speciality means in this example is a teamwork. So still if you have that speciality and you are doing, then you should not have that ego that I have done it. You should remember that what speciality you have got, Baba has given you that speciality at Sangam Yug. It's not your speciality actually. So this is... Even if you have worked hard for that, God has made you work hard for that. Yeah, so many times, you know, Baba has given. So, but we forget that. But we forget. So, who has given that power to day work day and night? Who has given that determination to work? That we are forgetting. So, that determination, that power, that concentration is given by Baba. It's not ours. So that means we are wrong if we are thinking like that. If I'm thinking I am only knowledgeable to handle things, then somewhere I'm going wrong. That is I consciousness and mind. You always think people think. Let people think whatever they want to think. If you think nice, no, then others will also think nice. So now that also Baba has told you, can.
You are really great than what we have to bring there. We have to accept that or not?
No, do not accept. Pass it up.
Not to accept, is it not a sign of ego?
So you want to accept that you are great?
So that's what I am asking. Whether to accept or not.
You do not have to accept. You have to pass that to up. In front of them you can just smile. But yes, I am great.
So if some from outside he is showing that he is not accepting, but from inside he is really accepting.
So the inside thing you only know, na, that yes, I am having this inside feeling. So that you will know. So I think if anybody praises also, let them praise. They are not going to stop. You are not going to stop others. You are not able, you are not actually so much that you will be able to stop people. People will keep calling you, people will keep praising you, people will keep commenting you, and these are the people, one time they may criticize you. Remember that also. So if they are doing that, let them do it, but do not take it inside. Let that just repel and go. Om Shanti.